And joining us in the studio now to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Oh, Chris, I'm so pleased to see you because I have got a great story for you.
Terrific.
No, before we start, this is what it's all about with synchronicity. Yes. If you do have a great story, you can always give us a call, 522-999-939. Continue.
Yeah, share it great. With us. So I was, you may not be aware, but I sit on an advisory board for the region's Salvation Army.
Right.
So I was at one of the advisory board meetings and we were just chitty-chatting after the, well, it was during the meeting, and one of the Salvos, he works here in Geelong, or in sort of the region, he was telling some stories about
sort of my first major experience was when I was much younger, and I kept having this voice in my head telling me, you know, come and see me, do you want to see me? You know, many conversations which frightened me to the, you know, to the point that I was driving in a particular area one day, and I was extremely emotional. Well, I needed to know that I needed to go to the cemetery. I'd only ever been there once many years ago, and I knew that I had to go three rows from the back. And I turned around, and my great grandfather's grave was right behind the back of my feet.
Wow!
And that happens to me all the time. So I have things that will come into my head and I'll go, oh, okay, there's a person with me and I don't know what I am, but it'll just happen. It's incredible. So it is real and it does hang around, you know, if you're open to it, it can hang around for a very long time.
So Mel, have you tried to investigate or find out whether you've got psychic powers, as they say?
No, because I'm frightened of it. They're like, I sort of get it where they don't come in really slow. They're not real polite. That's why I call them, they're not polite. Okay. Because one minute they'll be there and then next minute they're not. And it's like, oh, too close. It can be quite invasive.
And Mel, I think you're bringing up a very important point there. I see some people in our psychology practice who at times have thought that they were psychotic or being told that they were psychotic because they had reactions like that and hearing voices. Yet that remarkable contact you had with the gravestone, it suggests, hey, wait a minute, this seems to be something more to it, something, you know, such a remarkable coincidence. And it can leave you with an extra feeling of connection with your deceased relative or your grandfather in this case. So I think it's good for people to keep an open mind and not jump to conclusions, because sometimes I see harm caused by people thinking that must mean I'm crazy. So good on you for telling your story today.
Yeah.
That can help a lot of people to realise there are sometimes mysteries that we can't well explain doesn't mean you're crazy.
Absolutely. And look, if you listen to the messages, as I said, this happens to me all the time. If you listen to the messages, there's always reasons for it. You know, I'll wake up through the night and I'll go, oh, I need to contact this person, they're sick. And I'll find out that they've actually been having treatment for something that I wasn't aware of. So just things like that messages can come through and you just don't realise it.
It's like you said, Mel, and I think, like Daryl, we've had this conversation before. If you're open to it, if you open yourself up to it, it's amazing what comes your way.
Although a tip, Mel, don't buy a Ouija board, all right? Just saying.
Don't do that.
And even if you're not open to it, it's funny what you're being told, because I'm frightened of it. So it's not like I'm open. It's just something that I go, oh, gosh. We said before, it's not something that's always invited. It's always, sometimes it's something that I go, oh, wow, you know, give me a moment to process what it is, and once I've processed it, I, you know, generally work out what's going on. So it is an incredible gift if that's what I've got.
Sounds like
but
it.
But it's not something I harp on.
It's good to hear the way you respect your intuition and you do look to step back and process it. And at times you've acted on it and it's been helpful. So good on you for at least being open to listen to it and processing it just the way you do.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And
hopefully to help someone else as well.
Thanks, Mel.
Awesome, Mel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, that's,
Wow, what a great call.
There you
well,
go.
Honestly, we could talk about this.
We are fully out of time.
We've actually got to go.
We have
Can
to
I
go.
Just mention something? On Friday, brand new segment, as some people, you may not know, Chris, but I am one of the people's ambassadors for the Vixens Netball, Melbourne Vixens Netball
Team. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
So their first game is this Saturday night. Yep. It's what we're terming hashtag the battle between the Vixens and between Collingwood. Mm. Guess who we're all barracking for. Anyway, on Friday, you are going to be talking to Tegan, who, local girl, plays for the Vixens and is just absolutely awesome. So we'll get all the goods on the game.
Beautiful. And Chris, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Great. Look forward to it.
News is next with Kathleen, then the 2020 Retro Countdown. Rocks, see ya.
See ya.
We're in the middle of a long summer that's not getting cooler anytime soon. Time to call GJ Bradding.
And joining us in the studio now to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Oh, Chris, I'm so pleased to see you because I have got a great story for you.
Terrific.
Before we start, this is what it's all about with synchronicity.
Yes.
If you do have a great story, you can always give us a call, 522-299-939. Continue.
Yeah, share it with us. So I was, you may not be aware, but I sit on an advisory board for the region's Salvation Army.
Right.
So I was at one of the advisory board meetings and we were just chitty-chatting after the, well, it was during the meeting, and one of the Salvos, he works here in Geelong, or in sort of the region, he was telling some stories about how he has felt, well, experienced synchronicity, which he's felt really has led him on what he feels is God's path,
right?
You know, to do what the Salvation Army guys do, and you know, this is involved really helping people and doing all sorts of manner of things for people. And it was just fascinating listening to his stories because, like for me, I just thought, wow, that is synchronicity at its best, because it kept happening. And he said that almost every day something feels like happens to him that sort of tells him he's almost being guided by God. Or
I suppose people sometimes call it a calling, don't they?
Yeah,
they literally can call it a calling.